This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We know this pandemic has hit some groups harder than others. Latinx people have been hospitalized with COVID at 3 times the rate of white people, the CDC says, and have died at more than twice the rate. Many perform essential jobs in agriculture and food processing, for instance, where there have been big outbreaks of COVID. And even now that the country is getting vaccinated at a rapid pace, the disparity persists. The Latinx population is getting those vaccines more slowly than other Americans. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now from one of Washington State's most productive farming regions.
Outside the city of Yakima, orchards and fruit packing warehouses line the dusty highways. In the city, mobile homes are packed into neighborhoods where bodegas advertise tacos and Mexican sweets. For the past several weeks, the city's convention center has turned into a COVID vaccination center. 78-year-old Angelina Gallegos was waiting in line.
I came to get my vaccine. It's a blessing from God.
Her son, who works in the fields, got COVID last year.
My son Tino was put in the hospital. It started with a high fever, swelling, and his throat was badly infected.
The Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic operates the vaccination site. Nurse Lori Kelly is a director of the clinic, which serves low-income, predominantly Latinx communities in Washington and Oregon.
In the beginning of the vaccination efforts, we did have challenges with receiving vaccine.
She says local essential workers in food processing and agriculture had to wait for months to be vaccinated, even though they've suffered high rates of COVID illness and death. Kelly says vaccination is now picking up, and the clinic is now receiving more vaccine doses through a federal program for safety net community health centers.
So that collaboration with our states has allowed us to have a steady supply of vaccines. Sometimes the only vaccine we receive in a given week to provide to our communities.
But there is still a long way to go, says Samantha Artiga at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Hispanic people are receiving smaller shares of vaccinations relative to their shares of cases, deaths, and total population.
In Washington, just 7% of people who've been vaccinated are Latinx, though they make up 13% of the state's population. Part of the reason may be that more white residents are elderly and qualified earlier. But Artiga says there are other reasons for the low Latinx vaccination rate: lack of transportation, language barriers, and
they are less likely to be connected to a healthcare provider because they are more likely to be uninsured.
Knowing the vaccine was free and didn't require insurance helped convince Julieta Pulido to get vaccinated at her local clinic. She's 32 and works in a fruit packing warehouse where dozens of workers got sick last year, prompting a walkout.
It hit home. One of my close friends, she got COVID. You know, it was scary because I was sitting next to her all the time.
Pulido was pregnant at the time. Now she has a 5-month-old, another reason to get vaccinated.
And I have to be healthy and safe for her. If it's available, why not take it?
¿Me puedes dar la fecha de nacimiento, por favor?
Lori Kelly at the Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic says with spring here, the fields and packing plants are about to get very busy. And so is her organization.
We have worked with some of our agricultural growers to offer on-site vaccinations for their employees. And thus far, we have seen that those workers are very interested in getting the vaccine.
Meanwhile, FEMA, state and local health departments, and the city's main hospital have just opened a mass drive-through vaccination center at the county fairgrounds. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.